Good job, guys. Good job. So you might be asking yourself, why in the world would he get my old self to do that? So now, yeah, you might kind of look silly doing that, but that's what I try to tell the kids. It's not about looking silly. We're just worshiping God. We're just finding ways to get out some energy that kids have a lot of and just worshiping God together. So that's what it's all about. And now, speaking about some fun, as I catch my breath from all the turning, speaking about some fun, how about we play a game? The game. Yeah. All right. So, like I said, it's a little bit different, but we're going to play a game real quick. So, if I can get Miss Sophia up here and Miss Alex again. So, we're going to demonstrate of what this game, how we're going to play this game. Okay, Miss Sophia. So, this game is just the tissue paper game. So, what you're going to do, these two people playing this game are going to have a minute to try to get all the tissue paper out of the box, okay? That's what's going to happen. They're going to have a minute to see if they can get all of it out of the box, or whoever has the most out of their box wins. That's how this game's going to go. So the name of the game is you're going to try to get all the tissue paper out of the box within a minute. And if you can't do that, whoever has the most out wins, okay? So a 60-minute timer is going to come up. 60-second, wow. All right, go. Come on. Yeah, who you want to win? Miss Alex, Sophia. 46 seconds. Woo! All right. Miss Sophia won. If you'll help me take all this up in here. Good job. All right, everybody give Sophia a hand. All right. Miss Alex, man, what happened? You let a kid beat you. All right, we're going to change it up. Pastor Aaron, Miss Pastor Amy, if you'd come up and play this game. So we're going to change it up. So what you could do is just take clumps out and win that way. So, individually, one at a time, ripping them out. You're going down. All right, who thinks Pastor Aaron's going to win? All right, who thinks Pastor Amy's going to win? Yeah. Woo! All right. On your mark, when that 60-second timer goes, well. Go. Oh, man. It's a countdown for the ages. That's the way I get. It's a little bit better that way, you know. Home life is going to be a little bit better later. All right. So we're going to play this one more time. Ooh. All right, come on. I see that hand. Noah, you want to play? Come on. Brother against brother. Anything you'd like to say to the crowd? What?
Nothing?
What would you like to say to the crowd?
Going down, Noah.
Going down. This is what church is all about. Competition. Winning. Yes. Sorry, my kid voice is coming out. Okay, here we go. On your mark, get set, when the 60-second timer goes. Oh, hey, look at that. Beautiful. One at a time. You will be disqualified. Ha, ha, ha. No, no, not clumping it. Not clumping it. Come on. Oh. Keep going. Keep going. Finesse. Yes. Technique. It's so important. Technique. As SpongeBob would say, technique. It's a good word, technique. That's beautiful. We're recording this for future generations. Powerful. Powerful. Yes. 15 seconds. Can he do it, everybody? Oh, my goodness. Yes. So many. Woo, one. Oh! Noah loses by disqualification. He could play soccer, but the tissues did him in today. Lord, we love him. Yes. Praise. Gotta love it. So, what's a fun and game too? You know, one of the things I like to do is teach the kids a healthy competition of what it means to win, what it means to lose. Because sometimes in life, things happen and you lose. And that's okay. Isn't that right, Pastor Aaron? We learn how to win. We learn how to lose. We let our wives win because it's always better that way. Always better that way. always a more happy home that way. If I can get my table up here now. Please and thank you. All right. We're going to get into that. I know we just had some fun, but yeah, that table's heavy. Everybody give my assistants a big hand. Yes. Good job, guys. Thank you. Heavy. Okay, so now we're going to get into the, like I said, the more serious part of what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Because when you're talking to kids, and you've been doing it as long as I have, when you have an opportunity to talk to adults, you're just like, I know how to talk to kids, but I don't know how to talk to adults. What do I say? But, you know, if you could talk to kids, you could talk to anybody. Because when you're talking to kids, you know, as you're trying to tell them about God and all that kind of stuff, sometimes stuff goes one in and out one ear and out the other. And sometimes it catches in kids' hearts. And you gotta take the fun with the serious. And mold them together. That's why I love kids ministry, because I get to be myself. I get to hang out with kids, and I get to play games and do fun songs and be silly. But at the end of it all, you bring it all back to God and what it's all about. And so what I want to talk to you guys today is planting seeds. So you might ask yourself, okay, Pastor Trevor, why children's ministry? And I believe the last time I talked in here, I gave this stat. So this is a stat from Kids Men Science that says 75% of students between 18 and 29. So yes, I'm talking about high school, college students. But at one point, these guys were kids. So 18 to 29 year olds will leave the church and will walk away from their faith. So obviously, this, yes, like I said, it's not kids, but 75% right now of teenagers, college students, ages from 18 to 29 are going to walk away from their faith. And like Brother Winston said, that, you know, the IAZ experience in his life, just completely walk away from their faith and not come back to church. And this is part of the reason why I came into kids ministry, because somewhere in between there, before they got to that age, they had to go through children's ministry. And if we can teach them the word, and not just teach them scripture and all these kind of things, yes, those things are important for them to remember, but also teach them about the power of God and plant something in them that they can see physically. So, like I said, I'm going to talk about planting seeds today. Because I don't know about you, but I'm blessed to be able to do what I do, to be able to love on kids and tell them about God. So the scripture that I want to use today is out of Matthew 25, and it's going to be a lot, but I'm going to read Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. So again, I know that's a lot, but just bear with me. I just wanted to read these scriptures with you as the foundation of what I wanted to talk to you about today. So Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 14. I'm going to be reading from the ESV version of the Bible. For it will be like a man going on a long journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went once and traded with them, and he had 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more, but he who received the 1 talent went and dug it in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents here. I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter the joy of your master. And he also, who had 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I am with 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter in the joy of your master. He also who had received 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I had not sown and gathered where I did not scatter seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own on interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who had 10 talents. For to everyone who has more be given, and he will have an abundance. For from the one he has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness, and the place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So here we see here about investing in and what God has given you, because we believe in this scripture that the master investing in the servants is God. And the talents, yes, it could be money, but also talents for us could be the things that God has given us, like actual talents, like physical things that we do. So it's all about investment. The world is investing in our younger generation from phones, video games, sports, and sports are great, but this world is investing in our next generation, and they're trying to draw their attention to and say, hey, this over here is what's better for you, and this over and not the things of God are what important. And so I want to throw another scripture your way. It's Deuteronomy 6, and we're going to read it real quick if I can get to my place here. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. Say this: And these words that I have commanded you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk to them when you sit into your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign in your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorsteps of your house and on your gates. So here we have a visual of the way God wants us to invest in our next generation, talking about when we talk about the things of God, and as God does things for us, God doesn't want us to hold those things in our heart. He wants us to share, not just with the people around us, but also in the next generation. Because we're growing up, our kids are growing up in what would be potentially a godless nation. Because there's nothing, nobody really holds anything sacred anymore. And it's up to us to bridge that gap. Me as a children's pastor, and invest what God has given me into the next generation. Now you might ask yourself, or might tell yourself, well, I don't have anything to give. I don't know what I could give. Well, whatever God has given you, God expects you and wants you to invest it into the people around you, and especially the kids around you. So when it comes to planting seeds, the process of a seed growing is called germination. So germination, in the Google definition of it, is explained the sprouting of a seed, spore, or other reproductive body, usually after a period of dormancy, the absorption of water, the passage of time, chilling, warming, oxygen availability, and light exposure may operate also in the initiating process of a seed going from just a seed in your hand to when it's planted, and then it grows something for not just yourself, but for people around you. So, I mean, God bless the farmers and what they do, and getting us fruits and vegetables for us to eat on. So when we talk about planting seeds and we talk about investing in the next generation, because we see the scripture, we know, okay, that's great. We know that we're supposed to invest in the next generation. And so when God gives us something, and or when God does something in my life, God wants me to hand what God is doing in my life to these kids in seed form. So now seeds, when they stay in my hand, right, or when in these plastic bags, for instance, they really don't have any power. There's really nothing special about them other than the seeds. But it's when we plant them into the ground and allow sunlight and oxygen and cold and all these things happen to it all at once, then the process of germination happens, and a seed grows, and whatever you planted, right, is whatever comes up. If I plant an apple seed, an orange tree isn't going to come up. An apple tree is going to come up. So when I invest in the next generation, I might not see it right away, but what I plant is eventually going to grow. And again, I might not see it in my lifetime, but eventually it's going to grow up, right? I mean, the scripture of where God talks about the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. It's again, there's been an investment, and there is constantly investment in the next generation. We just need people to come in and harvest. And sometimes when you're planting seed in kids or the people around you, sometimes you're the planter and you're planting that seed, or maybe you're on the opposite side and you're reaping the harvest of what people have already planted. The biggest thing is that we plant what God has given us and sow it, plant it in the ground. And that's the hard thing about planting. When I put it in the dirt, I don't know if it's going to grow or not. All I know is, it's like, hey, when I like my other seeds before it, when I plant it, eventually over time I get a plant out of it. But what God has given you isn't going to grow as long as it stays inside of you. So me as a children's pastor, I have to realize that at the end of the day, it's nothing that I'm doing that helps grow the kids, help grows the ministry. Yes, I'm going to work my hardest and try to do my best, but at the end of the day, I'm just a good steward of what God has given me. And I'm going to grow, I'm going to try to be the best leader I can be. But again, at the end of the day, it's not me who grows the children's ministry, it's God's. These aren't my kids, just like my son in there isn't just my kid, he's God's. And if I'm going to invest what I need to invest, I have to realize that it's when I get stuff out of me and into them that when stuff grows. Sophia, I know you didn't plan on this, but come up here for me. So, if you will, hold this for me. Great, if you come right here for me. So, this is going to be a physical representation or visual representation of what we need to do into our next generation. So, she doesn't have anything in her jar, if you point that out to everybody. Oop, yep, nothing. Just a whole bunch of air. So, and I have some seeds that God has given me. So, investing in the next generation kind of looks like this. So, I go from having something to her having something. Now, you might be saying, so, as I invest, and over time, if God, like the scripture says in Matthew 25, so, when the master went away, and the servants that actually invested come back, and they have more, the master gave them responsibility over more, because he trusted them, that what I have is I'm not just going to hold it and be afraid of it, but I'm going to invest it. So as God notices that I'm investing what he has given me, well, I'm magically going to have more if I can get it out of this plastic bag. Yeah. So God's going to give me more and more and more and more. And what God invests in me isn't for me to keep. It's for me to sow into the next generation. And so, yeah. Everybody give Sophia a big hand. You can keep that. Or, yeah. Just, yeah. So, yeah. So as God realizes he can trust me with more and more, then as he gives me more, I invest it. I invest it, I invest it, and I invest it. Now, you might not have a lot of money to invest or a lot of time or whatever. And you might, you know, if you have kids, invest in them. That's the next generation. If you, you know, if you want to serve in kids here, serve in kids here. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you have something to give, you have something to give. And, I mean, the most important thing that I do is that I do like Matthew 25 says, that what God has given me, it is my responsibility not to hold on to it and bury it and be afraid of it, but to invest into the next generation and choose to love the people around me. Because, okay, well, they might like it, like in seed form, but you have to plant it. Well, what if that person or kid doesn't do anything with it? Fine. It's not up to me to choose what they do with it. It's up to me to choose to invest what God has invested in me. And then beyond that, what people choose to do with it, it's not up to me. That pressure is not on me. It's just my responsibility to give simply what God has given me. And so, and this is the reason why, again, that I do children's ministry and why I'm here, is that we believe that there's no mini Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that lives in adults is the same Holy Spirit that wants to live and be a part of kids' lives. Because when a kid catches on that they have the power to help heal through God people, then you know, how many people are going to deny accepting prayers from kids? Now, people might deny, you know, accepting prayers from adults, but how many people are going to not deny a kid praying over them? And that's what I like to tell my students, like, hey, don't just ask Pastor Trevor to pray over stuff. What if God used you to heal somebody? What if God used you to help bring your friend to Christ? What if God used you to help save your unsaved family members? So, and that's what it's all about. There's no mini Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that lives in me and you wants to live in our kids. So with that, I'm going to bring Miss Alex up. We're almost done here. So, if we're going to share vision and all that kind of stuff, what is something that we've been praying about and asking God to do for our kids?
I'm just excited to see what God is going to continue to do and the growth in the kids and their walk with God. There's just so much potential in them. And there's like a passion and a fire for Jesus in them. And it's really great to be able to witness that. And honestly, it'll challenge you as an adult too and your walk with God.
And that's a cool thing, like, because the main vision of the house, as a children's ministry, we're here to help support the main vision of the house, which is love God, love people, and make disciples. And as a children's ministry, the way we do that is to help families know Jesus and make Jesus known. It's that simple. I mean, and it's that simple what God has called us to do, is to love God, love people, and make disciples. And we help families do that by helping them come in and having a safe place for kids to go, and not just a school setting, hey, sit down, be quiet, but no, they can go in, have fun, and at the same time come away learning something that they can take with them into their schools, and they can grow up with it, because once we allow the Bible to stick in our hearts, it stays there and it grows up with them. So yeah, that's all we have to say. If you will, bring up Pastor Aaron.
Amen. Can we give him another big hand? Listen, his whole time while he was talking up here, one of the things that kept running through my mind was back in elementary school. How many of y'all ever took a butter bean and put it into a plastic bag with a wet paper towel? Do y'all remember doing that as a kid? I remember doing that. And after a while, that seed would start to sprout. And Brother Zach, if you want to start some music, that'd be great. That seed would start to sprout. Why? Because it had the nutrition and it had what it needed in order to grow. And they always tell you that a seed cannot start to grow until it begins to die, until it dies, until it's put into the ground and actually dies. Then it starts to give new life. And that's what he's doing. Now, and in us, what he's doing today is, and I so appreciate him doing this, is challenging us to put ourselves in someone and be willing to die to ourselves. Be willing to die to what we want. Be willing to die to what we have, what we think, and sow a seed into a child that's going to make a difference. That's what he's doing, and I so appreciate you doing that today. Today is about sowing the vision, and that's what they're doing. Listen, they died to themselves when they came to this place. They didn't. Now, I'm not saying that this is a place to come and die. Don't think that, okay? But what they did was they said, you know what? It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what. There's probably people that looked at him and said, "You're going where?" And they probably looked at him and said, "You're going to do what?" When they decided to do ministry. And they said, "Yeah, we're going to do all this." And they said, "You're crazy." Y'all ever had somebody tell you you're crazy for doing something? They probably looked at him and said, "You're crazy. You're crazy. You're going to spend time with kids your entire time." I can tell you right now, I'm not called to spend all of my time with kids. I love kids. Absolutely love them. But I love sending them home more than anything else. I absolutely love kids. So, Sophia, I love you. You love me? You better. But I so appreciate you challenging us. Listen, some of us need to die to ourselves. Some of you may be going, I don't know if I can help out in children's church. I bet some of you could. I bet some of you young guys really could. Because I know sometimes it's hard to sit still in here sometimes, but every now and then you need to get in there and you need to help out and you need to find out. You need to take what was given into you in children's church and pour it out into somebody else. So if you're interested in helping out in children's church, I think they have to be 13 and up, correct? 13 and up. And we want you to be a part of that, because God can use you to change the life of somebody like this. Amen? Now, one other thing that we want to do is, Amy, if you'll hand me that bucket on the other side of the table or on the other side of the chair, is what I have not spoken about offering yet today on purpose. And, Sophia, I want you to come and help me. Give Sophia a big hand. Come here. What is this?
BGMC bucket.
Now, do you remember what BGMC stands for?
Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge.
Oh, come on. Come on. Turn around where everybody can see you. I want you to hold that bucket for me. I want you to hold that bucket for me. Don't drop it now. Okay? But what we're going to do is, listen, in our offering today, we're going to sow seed. Now, we ask you to give your tithes and your offerings, and it's important that we do that. But Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge, for those of you that don't know what that is the missions arm of our children's church, of all the kids. It is their chance to make a difference all across this world. Every dollar, every penny that is put into BGMC barrels and BGMC buckets and all the BGMC boxes and those kind of things, all of the money that comes into that goes across the world to missionaries across this world and gives them the tools and the literature, and it gives them what they need in order to tell people about Jesus. Now, whenever I do a special mission service, I always issue a challenge to my people. I always issue a challenge to the people that are in the building. And I do what I call the $5 challenge. Everybody say $5. $5 challenge. The reason why I do that, and Amy, if you'll bring me mine, I meant to grab cash today, and I did not have it, so I had Amy write me a check here for $5. Okay? Hey, it spends just as good. Okay? But and the thing is, we are teaching the next generation what is important to us by what we do. Not by what we say, but what we do. I can tell them it's important to study and to learn about God all day long, but if my Bible sits on my desk and gathers dust throughout the week, I'm not showing them what's important. I can tell them that grades are important in school, but if I don't continue to learn after I graduate, then I tell them that education is not that important. I can tell them that missions and giving and learning to give to missions and giving to those that need it all across this world, I can tell them all day long. But if I take my own money and I drop it into a bucket, it shows them that it's important. And they will learn that they have the same responsibility I do. So right now, what I want to do is I want to issue a challenge to everybody in the room. And I'm asking you to take up the $5 challenge for BGMC this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment, and I'm going to pray in just a second. Now, those of you that may not have cash, you may not have a check with you, listen, there's three ways you can give, as always. You can give it, there's four ways today. You can put your regular tithes and offering in the box in the back, and we'll make sure it gets where it needs to go. You can go to ctaganiston.com, and you can give that way, even if you want to give to BGMC during that way. You just mark it on there in the memo, and we'll make sure that it gets where it needs to go. You can give it that way, or you can mail it into the church. Those of you online, you're willing to, you can do it either one of those two ways. And then those of you in the house, I want you to show the next generation what's important to you. So I'm challenging you with a $5 bill today. A $5 challenge for every person that is in the room. If you have it, listen, if you don't have it, then that's fine. If you can only do $3, do $3. If you can do $1, do $1. If you've got a quarter in your pocket and that's all you got, I challenge you to show what missions means to you today. If you understand me, say I do. And when I get done praying, those of you that are able to, I want you to come up and I want you to walk up to Sophia. Maybe even put a hand on her head and say, God bless you, and remember this. Just show her and the rest of the kids what is important about missions. If you understand me, say, I do. Let me pray. Father God, right now I thank you for those that are giving online, those that are giving in the mail, those that are giving in the box, and those that are about to give up here in this bucket. God, today, Anything that is not marked tithes, Lord, we are giving it to missions today. We're giving it to BGMC. Anything that is not designated, Lord, we are giving it to missions, because we believe that you have called us not to reach just Calhoun County, not just Anniston, not just Oxford, not just our surrounding areas, but you have called us to reach every nation with the blood of Jesus Christ and the news of him and what he did for us. So today, Lord, we're going to show what's important to us. And we are going to give to BGMC, Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, if you would stand with me. And Zach, if you'll turn that music up a little bit. And if you would, if you have something to give to BGMC, I invite you down front right now. Come on. Oh, come on. Sow some seed this morning, church. Sow some seed. We can't ask our kids to do something we're not willing to do ourselves. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Sowing seed. It's all about sowing seed. Oh, praise God. Amen. Sophia, I think that's a lot of seed, don't you?
Yes.
You ready to sow it? Lord Jesus, I pray for this seed, that it would go out and reach the nations for you. I pray for the seed that Pastor Trevor planted inside of us today, that God, you would take that seed and let it grow inside of us so that we can plant the fruit that you bring inside of us into somebody else. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. We love you, folks. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, we are having a meal after service next week. Please come with an appetite, not only for the presence of God, but for food as well. We love you. Thank you for being here today. You are dismissed.